Time now for the trigger of the week.
Trigger of the week, Randy, is related to our topic. So many times the things that trigger us are the things that remind us of earlier pain in our life. So the trigger of the week this week is about your family memories, stories, history, some of the stuff that may have happened to you and some of the stuff that you might not have received that you needed. I was talking to a man this morning that reminded me of this, and as he was describing both of his parents, it was clear that they were good people in many ways, and they were not attentive to him at all. There was no healthy touch. There was no healthy hugs of any kind. There was no information. There was just a lot of neglect. And there are times in life when we get triggered into memories of the things that we did not get as well as the things that happened to us. I think so often our quest in the pursuit of even sinful sexuality is a quest to fill in those gaps for things that we did not receive. So the trigger of the week is what we generally call neglect or abandonment.
Well, Mark, we're going to take our listeners from the trigger of the week and go right into the subject of boundaries.
Yeah. Now, first of all, to segue and tie this back to the trigger of the week, we say that there are two types of boundary problems. There are problems where things happen to us that should not happen. There are things that we all need to receive that we don't get. That's also a boundary problem. So let's just now back up even from all of that and say that boundaries really are definitions of rules and roles and lots of things that should provide safety in a family. The key word to think about with boundaries is the word safety. There are things for all of us that should not happen to us. There are things that we all need to receive. And if we don't get those things, or if we have things happen to us that should not happen, it creates a lack of feeling of safety. So many of our people that we work with struggle with anxiety problems. Their anxiety problems started even when they were small children because there were things in their families that weren't always safe. Now, we talk about four major categories that are listed there in the workbook.
You mentioned in the workbook the boundaries that you learn at a young age at home really affect your current relationships, and the boundaries generally refer to the invisible line marking the difference between two different kinds of territory. And then you list geographic territory, emotional territory, bodily territory, sexual territory, and spiritual territory.
You know, even as you were reading the list, I can think of examples of all of that. But I think the thing for the listeners to do is to think about it in terms of space. You know, think about, first of all, physical space. How many of you had your own room and felt that there were times when people like your siblings, your brothers or sisters came in there and you didn't want them in there? Think about the fact that you had special toys that only you wanted to play with and somebody else wanted to play with them. That's crossing a boundary. When it comes to emotional stuff, are there times when you didn't want to talk and other people made you talk? People ask you questions that you didn't want to answer. You wanted to be left alone. That would be crossing emotional space at one level. Physical space, For some reason, I was thinking about the proverbial example of the great aunt or grandmother who said, you know, give me a kiss before I leave. And you didn't even want to come close to them, much less.
Boy, her mustache tickled.
Yeah,
so.
Something like that. Now, we're not even getting into some of the more serious stuff there. We're just getting into some of the more common stuff. Sexually, obviously, when you start talking about that one, you're talking about, now, when you speak of invasion, you're thinking about fondling, touching, maybe even at some point penetration with someone from your family, from the neighborhood, from some older person or a pastor even, that you know, people are crossing the sexual boundaries that should be there. I remember somewhere where our kids were growing up, there was this red light, green light thing that the schools were teaching them. There were red light parts of their body that no one has the right to touch. That kind of thing. So we've done a better job lately of trying to educate about these kind of boundaries. Spiritually, I think about sometimes people have wanted to preach to us and we've not wanted to be preached to, or we've gotten spiritual advice, or, you know, people have quoted things to us and we're not in the right place at that point to hear it. black and white thinking sometimes growing up, rigidities, all of that can sometimes be the violation of our spiritual space. Going back to some of the other stuff, obviously with physical, some people that we work with get hit, get spanked mercilessly, get shoved around, get bullied. There's that kind of physical abuse. Emotionally, people get teased, taunted, criticized, blamed, you know, those kinds of things. I really want to encourage the listeners to just allow themselves, even as we're talking about these things. I believe that always what happens when I talk about these things with an audience, whether it's here on the radio or it's in person, stories come to mind. And what I would encourage all of you to do is, as you're listening and stories are coming to mind, just go write those down someplace so that you don't forget them. And then, you know, one of the things we teach here and we've tried to teach through this show is to share some of these stories with other people.
Well, I think what is so relevant, as usual, as I look at the examples, you feature a list containing some examples of boundaries that your parents may have established for you as a child growing up. And I can relate to virtually all of them. And it's some of the tried and true boundaries like going to bed on time, taking your vitamins, combing your hair, going to school, never telling lies, nor talking to strangers, finishing all the food on your plate. I think we're kids of that generation,
right,
where you were urged to finish all the food on your plate. And if not, you were prompted by saying, think of all the children in Africa, you know,
right.
In which I would say, name one. That only got me in more trouble. You know, not playing in the middle of the street, wearing clothes that match, going to church, doing your homework, coming home on time. These are some pretty traditional, tried and true boundaries.
Well, when you think about all of those, they're designed to keep you safe. I think even the one about finishing all the food on your plate was something about nutritional safety, because the food you probably weren't finishing was the food that had some, was probably a vegetable.
Nutritional value.
It had nutritional value, but you hated every part of it. But it's still, all of those things you listed are ways that traditional families seek to keep us safe, you know, even out there in the world.
Well, it's funny that you encourage the listener or the reader, in the case of the workbook, to think of personal stories, because I can think of one relating to absolutely every one of those boundaries. I remember being, you know, told to, you know, we would play wiffle ball in the middle of the street with traffic going in. And when I was young, a young girl from down the street was struck and killed by a garbage truck.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a perfect example of the reason we tell you this is because you're loved and cared for, and bad things can happen.
Obviously, where that can become a problem is the proverbial line, because I say so. Why do I do this? Because I say so. I think even doing the show today, stories are coming to you. I know that whenever I talk about these things, stories come back to me. You know, one of the things that's true, and I've written about this in a number of places, is that you know, in my family, I was both sexually abused, which is invasion, and then there were other members in the family that were not doing anything about it. So that's a matter of neglect. And one of the things we say is that you can be getting invaded by certain parts of your family and ignored, neglected, or abandoned by others at the exact same time. And that's what we would say is pretty crazy-making or confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you explain to us the difference between loose and rigid boundaries?
Loose boundary is simply a term that you'll oftentimes hear in the addiction community for invasion. It means that there should be something that should not happen, and when it does happen, that's a loose boundary. On the other hand, if we all need certain things, love, nurture, attention, affirmation, and so forth, and information, those things are not happening, we say that's a rigid boundary.
So then as we approach the end of today's show, you usually do such a great job of kind of wrapping up the subject matter with a nice bow here. How would you do that about families? And now this family section, today is just the beginning, because this entire lesson
right.
For the next couple of weeks is going to be dealing with families, family rules, family dynamics. But today's introduction to it and the inclusion of boundaries, how can you make some sense out of it for our listeners?
Well, I think the bottom line issue that we're talking about is when you were growing up, whether it was at home or at school or at church or in the neighborhood or at your Boy Scout troop, did you feel safe? Start there. You know, did you feel safe? And were things happening to you that you said to yourself a million times, I wish those things weren't happening? Mm-hmm. Also, when you start thinking about the neglect piece, did you feel safe that you were getting things that we all absolutely need? Would it be true that you could say that even in your young imagination, 3, 4, 5, 6, you started imagining things that you wish could happen but weren't happening? Start with that foundation. But the principal question there is, did you feel safe growing up in your family? The way to kind of wrap this up from our Christian faith is, where do we find safety? You know, and if all families are imperfect and all families make mistakes, as we seek to, in some ways, even rewire ourselves to feel safe out there in the world, to whom should we turn? And I hope the listeners in their own personal faith are already aware of where we should do that. Also, I know I was like this. I say, well, I've understood these qualities of God for years. Where is God with some skin on? And so I would just encourage the listeners, if they're not already involved in a what we call here a safe community, a support group, a Bible study group, a group of friends with whom you can be completely honest. I think we all need to be in safe community. And we'll talk a little bit more as we go along on these shows in terms of what that might even be like.
We'd like to leave you today with the following affirmation that we encourage you to spend some quiet time repeating to yourself. Today's affirmation is, I can have healthy boundaries in my life. And pray for the ability to love others and, of course, to love yourself. You've been listening to Dr. Mark Laser. I'm Randy Everett, your co-host, and we thank Ben Laser, our technical director and engineer, for his work today. We will look forward to joining you again next week on the Men of Valor program.
You've been listening to the Men of Valor program with Dr. Mark Laser. For information about this program or to learn more about Faithful and True, visit us at faithfulandtrue.com. That's faithfulandtrue.com.